Well, I got it completely and utterly wrong in the last audio boo. The Rage Against the Machine campaign managed to pull it off. How, I do not know, but I think they just caught the imagination of everybody, and the single managed to sell 500,000 downloads, which was fantastic. It's raised a lot of money for shelter. I think it's around about £70,000 mark. They're trying to get it to the £100,000 mark with extra donations, which will be fantastic. And I think it's a really, really worthy Christmas single. A really worthy Christmas number one. Purely because it's raised some money for charity, which is something that a lot of the media organisations have tended to ignore, which isn't very fair of them, but never mind. Poor Joe, I think he was robbed of the Christmas number one because his song wasn't very good. Hopefully Simon Cowell and the X Factor people will make more of an effort next year, because it was definitely the climb that damaged Joe's chances of getting to the number one spot. Hopefully next year they will maybe even write a song for the winner, because after all, if you've been in a competition like the X Factor for 12 weeks and you've won, surely you deserve to have a song written to you for you by a good songwriter. Get the people who write for Robbie Williams or somebody, but have that as part of the prize. I think they were just lazy this year. X Factor thought that they could just release anything and get a number one, and the Rage Against the Machine campaign for the Christmas number one slot proved that you shouldn't take things for granted. And at the end of the day, it made the charts more exciting, which is the way that it used to be. So I think in the long run, I think hopefully we will all be winners, because it will raise the quality of the music which is released. I don't think people like Simon Cowell can now automatically assume that they're going to get a number one slot, because if one set of people on the internet can do this sort of campaign, other people can. And maybe alternative Christmas songs to the X Factor will become an annual thing. I hope so. Until the next audio boo, bye bye.